Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and speaking with Captain Tim Hegarty here today from Raleigh County Police Department. And you're a popular guy. I think we have another phone call here from the break. So, Dave, go ahead and pop him up. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, he's a popular guy. It's a rare opportunity we get to speak with a person in his level of expertise. As a member of the loyal opposition, I was concerned when we had five people being questioned about becoming leadership, and they all in the police department, and all five walked away. Luckily, we were able to corral one of them to come back. Just like the members of my family, who I have helped clear out their house when they were leaving the force and going to other communities, I would want our police facility to be one that people wanted to come to, having been a lifetime member of the migrant construction workers. I always was looking for a rainbow job that I never found, but I would want our area to be a magnet to attract well-educated, dedicated officers, because in my travels around the country, I have run across a lot of people that used to be sheriff's officers, who used to be policemen, and weren't anymore. And, of course, trying to prove the myth about quotas, I have always asked them about the quotas, whatever they had been experiencing, and the family members in the force about quotas. And they have always told me, just as you had said, that they were encouraged to have interaction while they were on duty with the community rather than actually having a quota. But thank you for all of your efforts, and I hope there's something we can work together to make our force more attractive and to make it more effective with dealing with this town.
Well, I happen to think it's an outstanding police department. We are doing some things that are atypical, that most agencies are not engaged in at any level of any size. So the innovation that is occurring at the Raleigh County Police Department and has for the last decade is actually phenomenal. When you get criminologists, policing researchers to come in, which we have, they find our agency to be absolutely remarkable in the kind of evidence-based activities that we're engaged in and the type of policing strategies that we work on and that we attempt and in training. So it's a fabulous department. I've been across the country as well and seen many, many police departments, and I rank it as one of the best.
All right. I understand we have another caller. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. First of all, thank you for all you do and your entire department. I had a question about the cell phone issue that you addressed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Do I recall correctly that one of your representatives, maybe on this show several years ago, said that you all do a survey of the public in regard to what they want enforced, and that was not a high priority item, and that's how you kind of select what you're going to enforce? Is that, am I remembering correctly?
Well, that's partly correct. So it was about 2 to 3 years ago, perhaps. We engaged with a regular research partner of ours at Kansas State University. And they put together a number of focus groups to ask them what their expectations were insofar as traffic enforcement was concerned and what they found to be those things that should be enforced. And so they identified a big five, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to rattle them off correctly. So DUI was one, speeding, inattentive driving, texting, I believe, was one, and failing to yield. So I think those were the five that they came up with. And they just happened to pretty much match the five most frequent contributing actions to accidents. And so we use that information in car stops, and it's one of our plays from that playbook that I mentioned earlier. And it's called, we call it ARC, accident. Originally, it stood for accident reduction citations. But occasionally you may see, as you're driving around town, these orange signs that say traffic enforcement ahead, and that we'll tweet out that we're in this location enforcing those things which most lead to accidents. And the officers are taught, as they interact with the citizen in the vehicle, to say that we've worked with the public, and the public expects us to enforce these kind of infractions, and that's why you've been stopped. So what we were after was essentially the consent of the public and the support of the public in certain areas of enforcement in order to increase our legitimacy in the eyes of the public and help build trust. So while talking on a cell phone was not one of the big five, texting certainly was.
All right. Thank you for that call, and I understand we have another caller. So good morning. You are on In Focus.
Good morning. I'd like to know what the process is of following up on abandoned cars. About a month ago, I reported one in my neighborhood, and it's still there, and it looks like it's even received a lot more damage than when it, you know, when I first reported it.
I can tell you what the process is supposed to be, and if that hasn't happened in this case, I would encourage you to call back in. So the city ordinance says that on city streets, a car can't sit in one location for more than 48 hours. So when we get a call, we mark it with an abandoned vehicle sticker, and we're supposed to follow up with that within 48 hours to see if it has moved. And if it hasn't moved, we're authorized by ordinance to tow it. If you're telling me that it's been weeks, I encourage you to call back in and report it again, because clearly we didn't do what we should have done in that case.
Well, an officer called me to follow up on it about a couple of days afterwards, and I assumed he was going to, you know, take some action on it. The notice that you stick on the car, is that red?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. The first time I've seen that red notice on it was just this past week. It has some kind of a weird white symbol on the back window, but until this week sometime, I haven't seen that red sticker. And it's parked on a curve in the road, which I think makes it a little even more dangerous.
I would agree. And if you called in and left your name, there'll be a record of that, and there'll be a record within that incident that was created of anything that we've done related to that. So the combination of it having moved and being on a curb, I please encourage you to call in so that we can address it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. A lot of calls that segment. We're going to take a break, come back with more from Captain Tim Hegarty from the Riley County Police Department when we continue on News Radio KMAN.